Now, we were expecting to keep an eye on the Senate through the early hours of the morning, but as negotiations over proposed company tax cuts continued, that ain't what we got. Not at all. Instead, the Senate adjourned at midnight to resume debate at 9 a.m. this morning. The Macquarie Media National Political Editor is Michael Packey. He's in Canberra, and he can tell us what lies ahead today because, yes, we have a Parliament Friday day. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Luke. Yes, these are unusual, the Parliament Friday days, but the government obviously is very keen to see some of this legislation through. Believe it or not, that when the Senate adjourns at 9 o'clock this morning, they still need to discuss changes to 18C before we even get to the company taxes. So there's two parts to the Section 18C legislation. The first part, as expected, was thrown out. The government just did not have the numbers to change the wording of the Racial Discrimination Act, that is, remove words such as offend, vilify, humiliate. The numbers weren't there. Crossbenchers didn't back it. Labor didn't back it. The Greens didn't back it. But where it does appear the government does have some support is to give the Human Rights Commission a bit more power to strike out trivial claims. So that's what they're deciding on when they go back into Parliament this morning at 9 o'clock, is to ratify those changes to the Human Rights Commission so they can easily strike out, frivolous claims. That'll go then down to the lower house and be virtually signed off. Then the debate will start on these company tax cuts and exactly how much taxes will get any relief, if anything. But I'd say they'll get something.
There'll be something, and it's between 10 and 50 and 50 billion. I heard Corey Bernardi say he's happy with 50, but there are others who'll interfere with that. So who knows? We've got people there that are elected by three people, as I said earlier, and a basset hound effectively running the country. So we will get some ground or some resolution, some finalisation with the company tax cuts. We might get some result in relation to the process by the Racial Discrimination Act. And in what order will it go? So will the House sit as well or not?
It'll go 18C first. So that'll give extra the power to give the Human Rights Commission a bit of extra power. That'll happen first, and that's likely to get the green light because Labor and some of the crossbenchers do support that change. So that I can't imagine that's going to take too long. I think they're going to want to get that out of the way. So that'll be sorted out in the Senate, voted in the Senate. It'll then move to the lower house. It'll get ratified in the lower house, and then we move on from there.
Right. So what time will the lower house sit today?
The lower house, my understanding, will sit at 9, and that'll probably be first just to ratify the human rights bill.
Right. But there'll be no question time, will there?
No.
Right.
There's none of that.
Okay.
What it is, what actually happens is with the lower house, they come in at 9 o'clock, sign off on the legislation that's been passed, then they basically they go into their offices, do whatever they need to do. And then as the tax debate is continuing, once that's done, then that moves to the lower house. The MPs come into the lower house and then tick that off as well.
And they knew forever that this would be, that is, this week, would be the final week before the budget sitting. They knew what they wanted to get passed. They knew that it would end on a Thursday. And instead of finding a way to getting it done, they've kept staff and members in the Capitol for another day of payment for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Michaelia Cash came under fire with our colleague Neil Mitchell on 3AW yesterday over one sentence in a 70-page document, mate.
Yeah, look, this is, again, I think just silly from the government's point of view. They put this submission to Fair Work Commission on the minimum wage. And essentially, one sentence that they put pretty early on, I think out of the 70-page submission, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was like on page 2. The sentence was something along the lines of most often low-income workers live in high-income households. Well, isn't that a bull to a rag for Labor? That one sentence threw the government off course yesterday during question time because Labor kept on harping on about it. Now, the government did say, well, hang on, when you were last in government, you made similar comments.
They did, yes.
That's what the argument the government tried to use, but it was all too late. When you make the sentence was fairly provocative. even though there may be some truth to it, no one's denying that. The bottom line is, to make it so prominent, of course people are going to cling on to it. So Michaela Yukash went on with Neil Mitchell, and Neil Mitchell said to her, okay, well, how many people are on the minimum wage? And of those people on the minimum wage, how many of them live in high-income households? She couldn't answer.
Mm.
She then had to admit that she didn't know how many people on the minimum wage actually live in high-income households. And that then dragged into Senate question time as well as the normal lower house question time. And eventually, when she got into Senate question time, she said just under 50% of people on low incomes live in high-income households. But she should have, if, you know, again.
But again, you know what, mate? I reckon, I know I'm a bit weird, but I couldn't care. I'm less interested in the number of paper clips that he's got in his top left-hand drawer, but not to be across the detail. They just, well, they don't necessarily look like a rabble, but they're just not across the detail. It's just,
Well, that's the thing. But then yesterday, just not being across that detail.
That's the headline.
Makes the headline and feeds into this narrative that Labor's been prosecuting.
Yeah.
You know, saying the government is interested in cutting taxes for business, but when it comes to looking after workers, they don't have any interest in looking after workers. They don't want to raise the minimum wage. They want to cut Sunday penalty rates. It just feeds into that narrative for Labor. Whether it's right or whether it's wrong, that's not the point. It's the narrative that it feeds into more broadly.
Mm. Mate, great work this week. Thank you very much. We'll hear you through the course of the day. Have a wonderful weekend.